feel like, X-Man, we've been ahead of the curve on the breaking developments in the swimming pool. Now, clearly, we've got a bit of a natural advantage. One of us has sort of been watching the swimmers through the binoculars for the last couple of years, obviously.
Yeah.
And we broke the news, did we not, that Cody Simpson...
Who's a pop star.
...and Emma McKeon were an item.
And they're on for young and old.
Golden girl, gold medals at the Tokyo Olympics. Cody Simpson, teen idol, Australian made good in the USA on Nickelodeon and MTV and an absolute
everywhere.
Superstar. Dated Miley Cyrus.
Gigi.
What's her name? Gigi Hadid.
What did I say? Cabana or something?
And then Sian's gone to put on Cody Simpson and has put on Adam Simpson singing or something. Bizarre
stuff. All happening
here. Here's Cody.
I was laying in my bed.
This is a different version. I've never heard this one.
Nice, though. Nice.
Soft.
And then, so off the back of the news about them both being an item, Emma McKeon and Cody Simpson... then the massive news over the last 24 hours that Cody Simpson's actually made the Australian swimming team.
Yeah.
He's going to the Commonwealth Games. He's going to represent Australia.
Yes.
Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah. But that's not the stuff I'm into, Baz.
And then, X-Man, today...
I'm into this stuff.
Talk about a dramatic U-turn. What is the latest development in this saga?
Well, there's a love triangle going on, Basil.
You are joking.
There is an old-fashioned love triangle... Kyle Chalmers, who was did he win gold? He did, didn't he?
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah,
in
gold
Rio,
medalist.
In
yep,
Rio,
yep,
silver
yep.
In Tokyo.
And, of course, Cody.
Mm.
And then there's Emma.
Right.
And then it's forming a triangle, Basil.
So hang on. So now we're hearing that Kyle Chalmers was romantically linked to Emma McKeon.
So September last year. So the first paragraph says, Kyle Chalmers' decision to keep Cody Simpson off... The Australian swim team has taken a spicy turn amid rumours of a love triangle.
So he was swimming, not for
swimming
his own
for
spot
love.
On the team.
Swimming for love.
He was swimming to deny
his
Cody
heart.
A spot.
His heart was swimming, Basil.
This is unbelievable. So hang on, let me get this right. So Emma McKeon, by the way, prior to the Tokyo Olympics, couldn't get boo out of Emma.
Yeah.
Like she was the very, very famous for being the third or fourth member of the relay team who was very good but always came second or third behind Kate or Bronte Campbell. She's telling me...
Kyle's got some tats, doesn't he?
Yeah. You're telling me that...
Yeah. No, it's been a
Emma McKeon was with Kyle Chalmers.
Yeah.
And now Emma
Cody's
McKeon
gone,
is with Cody Simpson.
And then Kyle said, no way.
And they're swimming against each other.
I'm not letting you head to the Comm Games and shack up. I need to wedge myself in here and swim faster.
This is unbelievable.
The love triangle.
All right, I'll tell you what I want to do then. On the day before the election when everyone's a little bit cray-cray.
And I'm not even sure if that story's right, but there's a triangle.
It's good enough. Who listening to us has been involved or is involved in a love triangle?
Sue, good morning.
Oh, hello.
Mate, we're talking love triangles. There's a big love triangle going on in the professional sporting world.
Get the music on, Sian.
Tell us about your little triangle, mate.
Well, first of all I can say is apologies to all the Sues out there, but I could have picked a more interesting fake name.
We'll take Sue.
So let's get down to business here, Sue.
Okay.
Now, this is a courageous call. Are you in a love triangle?
Well, yes. Some years ago, like 10 years ago, my husband and I had been going through a lot of issues, trying to work things out. Eventually, we separated 3 years ago. And in that time, I kind of moved into a different area myself, and I met somebody last year. And I kept it very cool because I'm still married, technically.
Yeah.
And over the course of the year, just in the last, probably 3 or 4 months, things have started to escalate with this fellow.
Yeah.
So I told my husband a few weeks ago, even though nothing's happened yet, and I told him, and just as things have gotten to the point where I really want to sort of get more involved, so my husband decided he'd pack up, move from where he lives, and move back into the family house.
Wow.
However, I've already now just moved on with this other guy, so now I'm stuck with, I've got him there, husband back in the house, and I'm stuck in this triangle.
So you and the husband, you're saying you've been off for a little bit, but have you been on in between at times?
Yes, but really only like birthday and wedding anniversary.
Okay. Special occasions you rekindle.
So Sue, not your real name, how does it play out from here?
Well, that's why I rang, because I was... literally driving along. Mm. I pulled it to the side now. Yeah. And it's so in my brain. As soon as you guys said that, I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe this conversation. Mm. Because I'm heading towards the guy now. I'm heading...
Jim Sue, you got to be...
Half past seven in the morning, you're popping over.
So you're going to be busy on your birthday.
I know. So I don't know. What do you think I should do?
You've come to the right place, Uncle Baz and Uncle Zabe. What does your heart tell you,
That's
Sue?
Not, that was not going to be the question I was going to ask.
what does your heart say, Sue?
I don't know.
Can you handle both at the same? Like, can you handle
two?
That's
what I was going to say. My heart says be selfish and have it all.
Have your cake and eat it, Sue. That's what I say.
Do you want our listeners to help out, Sue? Would that be useful for you? If we, give us a 10-second summary of hubby, and a 10-second summary of the other bloke. Let's call him, and then let's get our listeners involved. All right. Firstly, tell us about hubby. Go.
Hubby, he's a really great guy. He is really strong, can do anything, loves to actually spoil me on my birthday and anniversary, but he's a bloke's man. He goes fishing, he does all the blokey things, and then he kind of, oh, that's right, sorry, I forgot that you're there, because the boys, you know, can be more important.
Okay, you're second fiddle at times. Right.
And any kids, by the way, Sue?
Three beautiful kids, but they're all grown up now.
Grown up, okay. All right. Okay, that's good. All right, now the other bloke. Give us the summary on the other bloke.
The other bloke is very, very different. He's a bit of a hippie. He's a bit old school, but he talks, and he's very romantic and very connective.
He might be keen for both too, you know.
All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to throw it out on the SMS. SMS, hubby or other bloke? Hubby or other bloke? What's the number, X-Man?
0488 55 929. Hubby or other bloke?
Hubby or other bloke? Sue needs your help.
Or both. Sue wants both.
All right, or both.
Is there
three options for our audience to vote to help Sue?
Is there a chance that both might just live under the same roof with you, Sue, and you just have your cake and eat it each and every night?
More and more confusing, Sue.
They both know about each other at this stage, and neither of them. All right. At this point, my God.
Sue, our Triple M audience are going to help you out this morning. Triple M Breakfast with Basil
and Zave on 92.9 Triple M. Quickly, the first five responses, or the last five, sorry. The other guy is one response. Neither. You can have both of them and much more.
Okay, right.
Sue, you go for it, girlfriend. Have both. Take it all.
Jeez.
None. Mm. Hubby, you're just going through a midlife crisis.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
And then love, there's heaps of them, but another one here. Sounds like you're pretty smitten for the other bloke.
Oh,
so
it's a real mixed bag. So they're coming in. To be honest, I cannot remember an SMS poll that has had as many votes in a short space of time as this one has. Mm. The Sue Love Triangle poll. We're going to
There's a lot of racy sort of.
X-Man.
Yeah. Hubby, stay away from the hippie. They're no good. Both. Both, and if you need another one, I'm also keen. That's from Nick. Hubby, don't blame your silly midlife crisis. Be loyal. Triple M Breakfast with Basil
and Zave on 92.9 Triple M. What an extraordinary morning it's been. We've learnt this week that Cody Simpson in the swimming pool has been out of the swimming pool with Emma McKeon.
Mm-hmm.
Today we learnt, just a day after Cody Simpson qualified for the Australian team, that Kyle Chalmers, the Olympic champion, he's been in the pool with Emma McKeon late last year.
Mm.
That means three lanes occupied, lanes 3, 4, and 5 in what is becoming a famous sporting love triangle. We invited our listeners to share information or details about their own love triangle, and Sue, not her real name, stepped up from Fremantle. Sue, good morning.
Hello again.
So remind us.
Have you got to the other partner's house yet, Sue? You were heading there half an hour ago.
No, I know. I'm still driving. It's a long way.
So Sue has presented us this morning with three options. Sue has presented the hubby as option number one, the new fella as option number two, or the idea of both as option number three. Sue's struggling to make up her own mind. So we've thrown it open on the day before the election. our own election.
Mm-hmm. So are you ready for the results?
Sounded like an overwhelming vote, by what I heard.
Well, no, well, because the late votes came flooding in. Late votes.
Well, just example, the last vote that came in, Sue, was other bloke. Your husband will keep neglecting you. So that was the last vote that came in. Mm. All right, here we go. So the numbers, Shani.
Are you ready for this, Sue?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
All right.
Good luck, Sue.
Sue, thanks to the Triple M electoral roll.
Yeah, good.
21% have voted for you. To head off with the hippie.
For the new bloke.
New bloke. 21% new bloke.
21%.
31% have said.
31.
It's just a midlife crisis. Stay with the hubby.
Okay.
Overwhelmingly, though.
Wow, here we go.
Probably sums up Perth and the people, our listeners.
Sums up our listeners.
Pretty keen on a threesome. 48%, Sue, have said, it's an all-in brawl. You can have both.
Sue.
Oh, hell spells. I don't know if I've got the energy for that, but we can have a go.
Well,
how about that, Sue?
Have a go, Sue. It's all you can do.
The people of Perth have spoken, Sue.
Yeah, well, I have to take their advice.
All right, let us know Monday.
Hey, caring is sharing is caring, Sue. We appreciate you sharing your most intimate details with us this morning. We hope we've been of some assistance.
You have.
And I hope the kids, the three kids, haven't recognised the voice.
Me too.
Have a good day, Sue. By the sounds of things, you're going to be covering a few Ks.
Thank you so much.
On you, mate. Well done.
Sue from Fremantle, not her real name.